WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Biden returning to Camp David, where before Thursday he spent a week in debate preparations. Today, he's huddled with family and close advisors who were being told by a senior administration official are urging him to stay in the presidential race after his disastrous performance in that debate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's top advisors are planning to overhaul and shorten the Republican Party's platform so that it will be, quote, in line with the former president's vision for America's future, according to a memo obtained by ABC News. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Beryl, the earliest Category 4 ever recorded, ABC meteorologist Dan Amarante.
It is still way too early to determine if there will be any impact to the United States, but anyone along the Gulf Coast is going to have to watch this extremely closely and monitor all the forecasts, especially as we head into next weekend.
Despite U.S. travel warnings, Russian state media reporting that Kanye West is currently in Russia at a Moscow restaurant last night celebrating the birthday of a Russian fashion designer. This is ABC News. A heightened alert at several U.S. military bases in Europe.
Two U.S. officials tell ABC News that troops are now operating under a force protection level known as Charlie. It's the second highest level of security for the military. And according to the Army, that level suggests that some kind of terrorist action or targeting of U.S. personnel or facilities is likely. The development comes as Paris plans to host the 2024 Summer Olympics in late July. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
The death toll in a Russian strike on a southern Ukraine town, Vilnyansk, to yesterday, and now stands at 7, including 3 children. 47 people were also injured in the strike. Polling stations closed in France in the snap legislative elections called by President Macron after his party's dismal showing in EU elections earlier this month. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Party leading with 34% of the vote. An exit poll shows a left-wing alliance, the NFP, at just over 28%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for mainly clear and chilly conditions tonight with a low of 49. Clouds gradually increase tomorrow with a high of 75. The winds will be southeast 10 to 15. And for tomorrow evening, breezy with showers and a few thunderstorms likely with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, our current temperature is, after a daytime high of 74, it's at 73 degrees under sunny skies.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, June 30th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The escalators at American Family Field are operating again following an overnight inspection after a malfunction caused 11 people to be injured at the Milwaukee Brewers-Chicago Cubs game one day earlier. The Brewers had announced yesterday that 5 people were treated at the stadium and 6 others went to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The malfunction occurred as spectators were going from the terrace to the lodge level of the stadium after the Brewers' 5-3 loss to the Cubs. The Brewers said a malfunction caused the escalator to go at a faster downward speed than usual. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Thursday that an order barring an anti-abortion protester from coming close to a Planned Parenthood nurse violated his First Amendment's free speech rights and must be overturned. The court is controlled by 4-3 by liberals. It ruled unanimously in ordering that the injunction be dismissed. A Trempealeau County judge in 2020 barred Brian Aish from being near nurse Nancy Kinchy, who sometimes works in a small family planning clinic in western Wisconsin, city of Blair. Kinshi and Aish threatened her by saying bad things would happen to her or her family if she didn't quit her job. A $5.2 million community facilities grant will be used to construct a new 26,000-square-foot fire station to serve as the sole base of operations for the Viroqua Fire Department. The new station will help to positively contribute to firefighter performance, response time, safety equipment storage, maintenance, and the ability to expand services to meet the needs of the greater Viroqua community. The current facility, built in 1964, has undergone several renovations since, many completed by firefighters using salvaged materials from a local technical college. The Community Facilities Direct Loans and Grants Program provides affordable funding to develop essential community facilities in rural areas. An essential community facility is defined as a facility that provides an essential service to the local community for the orderly development of the community in a primarily rural area and does not include private, commercial, or business undertakings. Following multiple reports of people harvesting cicadas in Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that the state law prohibits the capture and removal of animals, including insects, from state park properties. There are exceptions for hunting and fishing activities that are otherwise authorized by law, but these exceptions do not provide for the collection and removal of cicadas. DNR Park staff and wardens have been instructed to make efforts to first educate the public on cicadas in state parks, and wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. If you are aware of any other state park locations in Wisconsin, please report them to the DNR's violation hotline online or by calling or texting 1-800-847-9367. University of Wisconsin-Madison scientists are poised to gain a better understanding of how to treat a progressive scarring disease of the lungs that kills an estimated 40,000 people every year in the United States. Despite its status as a leading cause of death in the U.S., researchers still don't understand exactly how and why the disease, known as idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, takes hold and progresses, and doctors have few effective therapies at their disposal. How an interdisciplinary group of researchers from UW-Madison's Institute for Clinical and Translational Research, School of Medicine and Public Health, College of Engineering, and School of Pharmacy will investigate the biological processes that promote lung scarring. With the aid of artificial intelligence and advanced 3D modeling, they will also develop and refine new imaging techniques and drug delivery systems that could aid in halting its progression. The new work builds an expertise in IBF gained over years at UW-Madison and is possible thanks to nearly $11 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Defense. Fireworks, barbecues, and parties often commemorate Independence Day. During these 4th of July celebrations, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2023, there were 126 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. A quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The easiest and best way to stay safe is to watch community fireworks shows run by professionals. However, if you choose to set off your own fireworks, Ready Wisconsin asks people to remember to obey local laws and permitting and requirements for the use of fireworks. Always use fireworks outside and have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. For ground-based fireworks, be at least 35 feet away. Sometimes fireworks don't go off, but duds always pose a risk. Never try to relight or approach a failed firework. Let duds sit for 5 to 10 minutes before you put them in a bucket of water. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors, close the curtains or blinds, and turn on the TV or radio to provide a distraction. Only light one firework at a time. Lighting multiple fireworks at the same time increases the risk of accidents occurring from the fuse burning faster than designed. Consider safer alternatives to fireworks such as party poppers, bubbles, silly string, or glow sticks. Utility scams happen at any time of year, but will typically pop up during extreme cold or heat events, when many people are more likely to need their heat or air conditioning. Scammers may impersonate water, electric, and gas company representatives, threatening residents and business owners with deactivation of service if they don't pay up immediately. Utility company imposters will typically contact customers with a phone call, text, or knock on the door, claiming to be a representative from the local water, electric, or gas company. In the most common scenario, they will claim payment in overdue and the utility will shut off within the hour if the bill is not paid immediately. Tips to spot this scam include: if a caller specifically asks for payment by prepaid debit card, gift card, a digital wallet app, or wire transfer, this is a huge warning sign or pressure to pay immediately. Protect yourself against the scam by calling customer service. If you feel pressured for immediate action by an unknown caller, hang up the phone and call the customer service number listed on your actual utility bill. If the scammer provided you with a utility bill, it could be fake, so be sure to go back to a previous real utility bill and confirm that the phone number you will be calling is correct. This will ensure that you are speaking to a real representative from your utility company. Never allow anyone in your home unless you have scheduled an appointment or reported a problem. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, June 30th. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 4 until 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, I hope you enjoyed the abundant sunshine today with high pressure parked right over us, giving us the very quiet weather. This high will slip off to the east of us tomorrow, and a return flow out of the south will start pulling in moisture, and that'll team up with a front coming in from Minnesota and Iowa to cause showers and storms to break out in the afternoon. Back to our west, and some of those should move in here later tomorrow night, continue off and on Tuesday. In fact, some of them could get heavy Tuesday afternoon, so definitely pay attention to later forecasts. And rainfall could be fairly heavy with this system as well, perhaps a good inch or more. So there could be some isolated flooding situations. Keep an eye on that and just be prepared if you're in a flood-prone area. Now, we are expecting a little bit of a break for most of Wednesday into early Thursday for the 4th of July, but another front could take aim on our region Thursday night into Friday with some more wet conditions across the area. No major amounts of heat in this forecast either, basically just up to seasonal at times. Here's that forecast now for tonight, mainly clear and cool. Patchy fog possible, low in the upper 40s with light winds. Tomorrow the clouds gradually building in with highs in the mid-70s, southeast wind 10 to 15. Monday night breezy with showers and thunderstorms likely, low at 59. And Tuesday mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms expected. Some could be strong later in the afternoon with a high of 77. The outlook for Wednesday, small chance of showers early in the morning, partly sunny and warm, low 65 with a high of 83. 4th of July, partly sunny and seasonal, low 61 with a high of 84. Some showers and thunderstorms likely moving in later Thursday night, hopefully after the fireworks. As we head into Friday, look for mostly cloudy skies, areas of showers and storms likely, high 77. Saturday, partly sunny and nice with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 73 degrees after a daytime high of 74 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1931 is 99 degrees and the record low set back in 1943 is 41. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. The winds are the west-southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.27 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
And there was hometown league baseball action in the area today. And in the western section, Muscadet traveled to Hollandale for a doubleheader. And in game one of the doubleheader, Hollandale beat Muscadet 8-0 in five innings. And in game two, it was Hollandale over Muscadet by a score of 5-2. Elsewhere in the western section, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb beat Argyle by a score of 6-5, and Arena shut out Ridgeway 7-0. In the northern section, it was Ashton at Cross Plains, and Ashton ended up beating Cross Plains by a score of 10-0, and it was Reedsburg over Wanakee 16-4. And in Major League Baseball action, in a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Bryce Tarang hit Milwaukee's fifth Grand Slam in its last eight games as part of a seven-run fourth inning, and the Brewers rolled to a 7-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs. It was Tarang's second Grand Slam in his last five games and his sixth homer of the season, matching his total as a rookie last year. He started Milwaukee's flurry of Grand Slams on June 22nd in the ninth inning of a 6-4 loss at San Diego. Three of his 12 career homers have come with the bases loaded. It was also Milwaukee's second Grand Slam in the three-game series against the Cubs. Jackson Churio hit a four-bagger on Friday night against the Cubs. Freddy Peralta and Jacob Junis combined on a two-hitter to help the NL Central leading Brewers win their ninth straight home series. Milwaukee hasn't dropped a series at AmFam Field since the New York Yankees took 2 of 3 from April 26th through the 28th. Peralta allowed a solo homer to Nico Horner in the first, but gave up only one more hit over seven innings. Christian Yelich also hit a two-run homer for the Brewers. Elsewhere in, or actually, I just wanted to mention that Milwaukee will resume play again tomorrow as they will be traveling to Colorado for a four-game series. Tomorrow night's game's first pitch is at 7:40, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 7:05. And now I'm going to give you a rundown of the major league scores that happened today around the league. First of all, the Pirates beat the Braves 4-2. It was the Red Sox over the Padres 4-1. The Phillies beat the Marlins 7-6. The Yankees defeated the Blue Jays by a score of 8-1. It was the Rays over the Nationals 5-0. In a delayed game, the Astros and Mets are tied at 4 apiece. The Royals beat the Guardians 6-2. The Rockies beat the White Sox 5-4, and the Cardinals beat the Reds by a score of 2-0. Games that are currently being played, it's in the top of the ninth, and the Dodgers lead the Giants, the Giants lead the Dodgers, by a score of 10-2 in the middle of the eighth inning. So going into the bottom of the eighth, it's the Tigers leading the Angels 7-1. Going into the bottom of the eighth, it is the Arizona Diamondbacks leading the Oakland Athletics by a score of 5-1, and the Twins are leading the Mariners in the bottom of the seventh. And one more game has to be played this evening, and that will be the Rangers at the Orioles, and the first pitch time for that contest for Sunday Night Baseball will be at 6:10. The Detroit Pistons have agreed to a four-year contract with coach J.B. Bickerstaff with a team option for a fifth season, according to a person familiar with the situation. This person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity today because the agreement had not been announced. The Cleveland Cavaliers fired Bickerstaff in May after they lost to Boston in the Eastern Conference semifinals, despite them winning 99 games over 2 years. The Pistons fired coach Monty Williams one season into a six-year contract that was worth $78.5 million after they had the NBA's worst record for a second straight year. Two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray says it is impossible to know yet whether he will be able to compete at the grass court Grand Slam tournament. He said after playing a practice set today that he is feeling better as he recovers from surgery to remove a cyst from his spine. The 37-year-old Murray is scheduled to play in the first round of singles at the All England Club on Tuesday. He and his older brother, Jamie, were given a wild card invitation for doubles, too, and that event starts later in the week. The Scot had back surgery on June 22nd. England has advanced to the quarterfinals of the European Championship after Jude Bellingham scored a stunning overhead kick in the fifth minute of stoppage time to spark a 2-1 comeback win after extra time against Slovakia. Bellingham's overhead kick leveled the round of 16 games at one apiece, with seconds remaining in the Veltins Arena. Harry Kane headed in as the winner in the first minute of extra time as England avoided one of the biggest shocks in the history of the Euros. Ivan Strands scored in the first half for Slovakia, and his goal looked like being enough to eliminate England, which was one of the pre-tournament favorites and runner-up at the last Euros. NHRA drag racing great John Force suffered a traumatic brain injury in a fiery 300-mile-per-hour crash in Virginia a week ago, but is showing daily signs of improvement in a neurological intensive care unit, according to his team. John Force Racing says the 75-year-old Force initially couldn't follow commands to open his eyes, squeeze the hands of care providers, or move his extremities following the crash. After 5 days of heavy sedation, he began to gain momentum, including being able to respond to commands such as giving a thumbs up and to recognize family members, calling them by name and saying, "I love you." The team's statement says he still faces a long road ahead in his recovery. A small Texas university has gone to court to object the $2.77 billion settlement proposal that would erase a set of antitrust claims against the NCAA and the nation's largest conferences and clear the way for schools to begin steering millions of dollars directly to athletes as soon as fall of 2025. Houston Christian filed its motion in federal court in California, arguing the settlement would divert funds from academic and marginalized and undeserved populations, as well as putting big money college sports over the needs of non-athlete students. And they waited 30 years. It was going to take more than a massive thunderstorm to deter the Florida Panthers from this party, not even a torrential downpour, so bad that flood warnings were issued in the area, accompanied by a huge lightning storm that could stop the Panthers' Stanley Cup celebration today, one that the franchise had waited for to have. With tens of thousands of fans estimated in attendance, the team arrived on double-decker buses that took a beachfront route before stopping on the sand for a rally where the trophy was hoisted yet again. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
For the great music, for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. Take that look of worry. I'm an ordinary man. They don't tell me nothing, so I find out all I can. There's a
night. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, have the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good when I think about those summer nights, singing out the window on the back road, sweet child of mine, sipping on the locals, sparking light. Anybody have the best days of my life? It's all that wasted. Silently in the town that we knew ain't nothing like it used to be. I can't explain. They took all the color from the picture frame and the days got sold to the bird in the game. But I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road.
Yeah. I could buy a house on memory lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. Still drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over.
Dominion with Memory Lane. Before that, we had Parker McCollum with To Be Loved By You at 544. Still sunny out there, and the temperature's now up to 73. It's kind of bopping back and forth between 72 and 73, but hey, I'll take it. Beautiful weather out there. And yeah, beautiful day too for Home Talent League baseball action. Unfortunately, our broadcast that we had Friday got rained out in the bottom of the fifth with two out. It was raining so hard, it's like the pitcher couldn't even hardly hang onto the bar. Aaron Hipp, she was pitching, and it was just he was having problems hanging onto the ball and stuff. And they finally decided to call the game and just play the remainder of it at a later date. But there, it's a beautiful day today for Home Talent League games. And in fact, I did say a couple a score during the sports broadcast. And it was Muscadet was at Hollandale for a doubleheader. I may have said the score wrong. I may have said 8-0 was the score in game one, but it was actually Hollandale beat Muscadet 18-0 in five innings in game one of that contest. And the second game, if you didn't hear that, it was Hollandale defeating Muscadet by a score of 5-2. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. I have a little bit more music here to bring you during my shift. Then coming up at the top of the hour, it's going to be Old Country with your host, Mr. Bo Hendricks. Bo knows country, and Bo really knows classic country. So why not have him bring you some great classic country music for your entertainment right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And that will be from 6 until midnight. And right here on WRCO 100.9. You can also, if you wish, listen on WRCO.com, or you can take Bo on the go and download the Civic Media app. There we go. All right, so be sure to tune into that great program coming on tonight to wrap up our retro weekend on WRCO.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
It's a special day reserved for family food and fun. The Village of Lone Rock invites you to join in the celebration of our nation's independence Thursday, July 4th, with a big parade at 11, followed by the EMS Chicken Barbecue at the fire station and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue at Fireman's Park. The celebration includes great food and drink, Tuningo at 4, meat paddles and the big raffle at 6, and fireworks at dusk. No one celebrates the 4th of July like your friends and neighbors in Lone Rock. July is National Ice Cream Month, and here at WRCO, we will be celebrating it with you, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Quick Trip on County O and 14, and ET Foods. We have something sweet in store. Every day, you'll have a chance to win a double scoop cone or dish from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On Fridays, grab a half gallon of ice cream from Quick Trip, and on Tuesdays, don't miss the ice cream giveaway from ET Foods. When you hear this...
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
When you hear that during July, be the fifth caller and enjoy your ice cream from WRCO. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
100.9
WRCO. You can feel the rhythm coming from the alley, down around the corner near the vacant lot. It'll get inside to the moment that I find you. Everybody's talking about the Southside Storm. John is jamming hard on an old crazy box. You can hear the backbeat even from the back streets. Everybody's checking out the Southside Stomp. If you want to feel alive, shake loose what's locked up inside. Do the Southside Stomp. Southside Stomp. If you want to
coming from the alley down around the corner near the vacant lot. It'll get inside to the moment that I find you. Everybody's talking about the South Side Stomp. Yeah, everybody's doing it, the South Side Stomp.
With South Side Stomp. Hopefully she wasn't in an upstairs apartment. Downstairs neighbors might not like that very well if she's stomping, but heck, stomp if you like, stomp wherever you want, just as long as you don't make other people angry. That's the main part of that. Have a good time. That's what it's all about. Enjoy yourself in life, everybody. And it's time for me to wrap things up and call it an evening, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I will be back tomorrow. I'll be back on that doing the 520 sports. Actually, I'm coming in a little earlier tomorrow. I forgot about that. Yes, Mr. Bo Hendricks is on vacation tomorrow for through Wednesday. So I'm going to be coming in and be on the air from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock tomorrow, bringing you some great music and information for your entertainment. So I'm really looking forward to that. And also, don't fear, after the old country with Bo Hendricks at midnight, we will be having some more great music during the overnight hour. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock for the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Phil Nee. Phil will be in the studios, playing trivia, having some great music, sports, information. He'll have Hank in the studio. He'll have the morning show. Boy, he's a busy guy. And also tomorrow, remember, we'll start with our ice cream giveaway. So be sure to listen tomorrow for that Ice Cream for Ice Cream song that you heard in the promos for the past few days. And who knows, you could be a winner of some ice cream during ice cream month in July. That's my favorite kind of month, ice cream. We all love it. All right. Taking us up to the top of the hour, and old country is Mr. Jimmy Buffett, the late, great Jimmy Buffett. One of my favorite songs by him, Margaritaville. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away. Sure, but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
right thing. Hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop-top. Cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it was.